Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud Beis. And we are at the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. We're moving along here in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah, still discussing the very first halacha of Maseches Avodah Zarah, which is Lifnei Edeyem Shal Oivdei Koychavim Shloisha Yamin Hein Beloi Edeyem Asur, Lasseis, Velasseis, Imayim, Lahashilam, Velishal Mehen, Lahalvoisan, Velilvois Mehen, Lefayron, Velifroya Mehen. So, on that note, another Mishnah, which is going to introduce another Se'if in this Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah, Irshi Yeshba Avoydus Kechavim, if you have a city, and in that city there's an Avoydus Kechavim, Rashi adds, very importantly, it's also the Yoim Ha'ed of that Avoydus Kechavim. Ordinarily, you can't do business with Oivdei Koychavon B'yoyim Edom, stating that Chutzala Mutter. In the event that there are surrounding cities, you will be allowed to do business with the surrounding cities. Meaning, Sol Kedai Techamina, that if you have a main city and there are surrounding smaller cities, maybe those smaller cities are Nigrar, after the larger city, and if you can't do business in the larger city, perhaps chutzala should be asr as well. Kamash on the Mishnah, that's not the way it is. Hoya chutzala avoydus kechavim. What would be if there was an avoydus kechavim chutzla, and again, it's yoim edon, and you want to do business, toicha mutter, the halacha is, you wouldn't be allowed to do business with the chutzala, but at the same time, the city itself, you would be allowed to. If you take a look at Rashi, dibra maschol chutzala mutter, it's the second half of Rashi. Rashi says, shekein minig, this was the minig. Ze oivid es shaloi, vze oivid es shaloi. V'yoyim eid shal elu, enoi b'yoyim eid shal elu. Very clear. Says Rashi, it's because although these cities are in very close proximity to each other, but doesn't necessarily mean that they worship the same pagan, that they worship the same deity. As a result, the halacha is they have their own individual avodah zarah, they have their own individual yoyim eids. Thus, yoyim eidoi shal ze, enoi ki yoyim eidoi shal ze. Next part of the Mishnah. Mahu leilech Mishnah. What's the halacha in terms of if somebody wants to simply enter a city that has an avodah zarah b'yoyim ha'ed? Meaning, are you allowed to even enter the city, or maybe we're so machmer that we're not even going to allow you to enter the city? Now, if you live in the city, you live in the city. The question is, if you're not a member of the city, could you even enter, or perhaps that would be aser? Says the Mishnah, depends. Bizman shaderech miyuchedes lo yisay makam aser. If when you enter the city, it's clear that you're going to stay in the city, then for sure it's going to be aser. If, however, by you entering the city, it's not muchach that you're going there to stay, but it could be you're just passing through, because maybe there's a main highway that goes through this city and it goes to another city. In that instance, the halach is that it's going to be mutter. Now, what would be the reason that it should be aser to enter a city b'yoyim edoy? So Rashi says it's based on chashad. Because it looks a little bit like, why are you entering this city on this holiday, right? I'm going to Lakewood for Purim. Sounds like you're going to celebrate Purim. So if you're going now to a certain city, B'yoy Medam, it looks a little bit like you're partaking, and the Pnei Hachshad, also known as Marisayin, this is something that would be aser. Stating that, it's only a problem if for sure it looks like you're doing something aser. To the extent there's a Safek HaShokel, and you could say that maybe the person's going to the city, but then maybe he's just passing through, the halach is mutter, it is going to be mutter. Either way, so really the Mishnah is a tale of two sugyas. The first half of the Mishnah relates more to the Iker Sugya in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, that is Lifnei Edeyem Shal Oivdei Koychavim. The second half gets involved in a Marisayin de Geshayla that relates to the halachas that we're learning. The Gemara is first going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah, a little bit of a deep dive, and then afterwards it's going to discuss the second half of the Mishnah, which is going to digress into halachas related to Marisayin. Not exclusively related to this, but just, but even clearly, some Marisayin digger in Yonim. Either way, what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? Ir she yesh ba avoydes koychavim, chutzala mutter. Hoya chutzala avoydes koychavim, toichayla mutter. And again, Rashi b'lashoni azov shekein minig ze oivad eshaloi v'ze oivad eshaloi v'yoyim eid shaleilu eina b'yoyim eid shaleilu. Says the Gemara, hey chidami chutzala, is there a shear of what chutzala is? Meaning, chutzala could mean a mile away. Chutz La can mean 100 feet away. Is there some parameter that we can work with to know when something's called chutzalah that we're going to say that it's not part and parcel of the larger city, and as a result, it's going to be mota? I'm Rav Shimon Lakish, Mishum Rav Chanina. Rav Shimon Lakish says, I'm going to tell you what I heard in the name of Rav Chanina. Kigoyin atluza shel aza. That even if it's so close, it's like the proximity of atluza shel aza, even that is going to be considered chutzalah, where the Mishnah says it's going to be mota. So, first of all, definitions. What's an atluza? Rashi says it's a shuk shel behema. So an atluza is just an Aramaic word for shuk shel behema. What's Aza? Aza is Aza, also known in the secular world as Gaza. So near Aza, there was a shuk shel behemos. It seems like the shuk shel behemos, probably not there anymore, but the shuk shel behemos, I'm confident of that, was very close to Aza. So close that you could have thought that whatever happens in Aza also happens in the atluza shel Aza. Said Reish Lakish, I heard from Rab Chanina that even Atluza Shal Aza is considered Chutzalah, where the halacha is that it's going to be Mutav. Ikad Amri, some have a different version of how this went down. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Rab Chanina. Reb Shimon ben Lakish was the one who asked the question, and he asked it to Rab Chanina, Atluza Shal Aza Mahu. What's the halacha in the event that the two cities are so close to each other, it's literally like Atluza Shal Aza Amaleza? He told him, Loi halachta litzur miyamecha. Says, tell me, Reish Lakish, you never went to Tzur in your life, or Isi Yisrael, v'Oyvei Kechavim. And when you were there, you probably saw a Yid and a Oyvei Kechavim. She'shafsu shtei kederes al gabi kira achas. They both had their pots, one with kosher food, the other with non-kosher food. It was on the same kira. V'leichachlam chachamim, and the chachamim never had a problem with that. So if the chachamim didn't have a problem with that, so too, it's poshet that even if you're dealing with two cities that are so close in proximity, it's like Atluza Shel Aza, the halach is that it is going to be mutter. So again, in both Lishonis, Reb Shimon ben Lakish heard from Reb Chanina that Atluza Shel Aza is considered chutzla, it's going to be mutter. What are the two Lishonis? It's just really the way it was presented in the yeshiva of Ravina Ravashi when they were redacting the Shas. In the first Lishna, the Bnei Yeshiva wanted to know, when they're being mefarish the Mishnah, Heichidam Yichutzla, Reish Lakish says, Ichab Geherit from Reb Chanina, Kegoyin Atluza Shel Aza. In the second Lishna, we know a little more of the rest of the story. And that is, Reb Shimon ben Lakish asked the question to Reb Chanina. When he asked it, he didn't say Chutzla Mahu. He actually was addressing Atluza Shel Aza, and Reb Chanina told him, it's Mutter, which is what he told him in the first Lishna as well. And not just that, he explained it to him with a mashal. This is a Dubna Magid's mashal. He says, tell me, Loi halachta litzur miyamecha, v'ro'isa yisro v'oivik hechavim sheshafsu shteik teres agabi kira, v'loi chashu lehem chachamim. So just like over there was Loi chashu lehem chachamim, so to here it's going to be okay. Incidentally, Rashi says, what's unique about Sur? It was an Irsha Yisrael v'oivik hechavim darimba. Just physically, it was a city where there were Yidden and there were Goyen that were living together. So if you go to the Shuk, you would see Yehudim, you would see Eina Yehudim. It was one big melting pot, pun intended. And in this case, they're both cooking their pots. They're shtei kederos al gabi kira achas v'loi chashlem chacham. And just like there, it was okay. So to hear, it's going to be okay as well. Now, one thing is clear. From the fact that Reb Chanina responded to Reish Lakish with a mashal, so there must be some deeper meaning in this mashal that Reb Chanina was trying to depict to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish asked him a very simple question. He said, "Atluza shel aza mahu." If the answer is mutter, then you could just say mutter. If you're giving a mashal, it means that you don't want to just say mutter. There's a certain richness in the answer of mutter, and it's indicative in the mashal somehow. Thus, let's figure out what the mashal is so we can understand what exactly Reb Chanina was really trying to tell Reish Lakish. And Ad Kedei Kach, Amiram understood that in Reb Chanina's mashal, there's some chachma, that there was a three-way machlokes Amiram, as we're going to see, Abaye Rava and Rabbi Barula, trying to understand what did Reb Chanina mean with the mashal. And all three of these pshatim, this is the critical part of Pshat Tov and Har Gemara, are going to yield a different havana in what Reb Chanina's answer was, with a big nafkemina lahalacha. So the three pshatim we're going to see right now are not just three pshatim in the mashal. They're three pshatim in the nimshal. They're three pshatim in terms of the halacha lemaisa atluza Azamahu, and as we're going to see, it really goes to the core of understanding all the sugyas that we're learning right now. So it says the Gemara, what do those words mean? Rabbi Chanina said, now Rashi says, what's the question? Right? Those words are self-explanatory. What the Gemara means to say is that Rabbi Chanina was suggesting to Reish Lakish, for sure it's a chiddush that loichashulam chachamim. But afilu hachi loichashulam chachamim. As if there's something bothering Rabbi Chanina. Something should have been bothering the chachamim. Yet it's not. So just like they're not, so too here not. So my loichashulam chachamim in the mashal, and when we understand the loichashulam chachamim in the mashal, we'll understand Rabbi Chanina meant, what's the loichashulam chachamim in the nimshal, we'll have a better understanding of what this halach is. It says the Gemara Abaye. Abaye starts. He said, Mishum Basin Avela, that the reason Rabbi Chanina was bringing out what went on in is because to him there was a big chiddush over here. Why are we not worried about Basan Avel? Now, what would be the chash Basan Avel? We don't say Duma Mahada Api Yisrael Achayri. Maybe you have two chefs in the kitchen, right? Literally, working on the same Kira, two different pots. Maybe the Yid is going to turn his head around, and as soon as the Yid turns his head around, Vashadi Avi Kachavim Nevela Bikteira. The Avi Kachavim is going to take an Avel, he's going to throw it into the Kteira. Said Rabbi Chanina. You see, you're not worried about Hachanami, the Kavasa, so to over here as it relates to our sugi, Lord. Chachulem Chachamim, Mishum Deme Avoidas Chachamim. Chachamim were worried, and they said, Batluza Shalaza, you could do business, even if it's the Yoim Eid in Aza, right? Anytime you have two cities that are Chutzla, even in such close proximity, it's going to be fine, and you don't have to be worried about Deme Avoidas Chachamim. Now, it's a big machloikis Rashi in Toys Hadal and Pash Pshan and Skamar. We're going to learn Rashi's Pshat. If you want to see Tosfos, it's the longest Tosfos on the Amid, Dibra Maschel, the Kavasa, Hachinami, where Tosfos really goes through this Rashi. Now, we are going to borrow from Tosfos the way Tosfos understood Rashi. Because Rashi, if you learn Rashi inside, is a little bit sasum, and it's not going to sound like the way we're going to present it now. But our Havana in Rashi is really based on Tosfos' Havana of Rashi. So even if you don't want to go through the whole Tosfos, but assuming you want to learn the Gemara with Rashi, it's kedai to see the first part of Tosfos. Because Tosfos says, Pirish HaKuntris, and he adds a very important Hasbara in what Rashi is saying. And that is, the way Rashi explains Abaya, who's explaining Rabbi Chanina, is that really, if someone's going to do business, but lose a shalaz, if someone's going to do business with a city that's neighboring, a city that has a bazaar in it, and really, for that matter, this is going to come as a chiddush because this is the first time we're seeing this. If someone's going to do business with an Evi Kechavim B'yoy Meitai, there are two things you have to worry about. The obvious thing you have to worry about is the sugya of the day. Lifnei Deyem Shal Evi Kechavim. And the Gemara had any boyan davav, Mishum Harvacho, Mishum V'lifnei Evi Leisi Tamichshol. But that's the first thing. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan, as we know. And that Issa D'Rabbanan is one thing you need to be concerned about, right? You may be Goyrim Shem Elim Achem Leis Askiru. You may be Goyrim Takrevis Lavi Dizar. But there's another thing you have to worry about. And that is if you're going to sell something, for example, to an Evi Kechavim, he's going to give you money. How do you know that that money that you're receiving wasn't itself used as a tekrevis lavei dazar? Maybe the money was actually offered up lavei dazar. And if the money was offered lavei dazar, you can't have enough from this money midairaisa, based on the pasuk in the Torah that says lo yidbak biyotcha mu'umim menacher. We're going to see more about this in tomorrow's daf. It's usher to have any hanah from lavei dazar. And if this was a cheftz of lavei dazar, now nobody worshipped it, but it was to Krivis Lavi Dazara, which is the next worst thing. Well, if that's the case, then this in and of itself is going to be also. And this is not an Issa D'Rabbanan Lifnei Edem Shalev T'Kechavim. This is actually an Issa D'Raisa. Lo Yidbak B'Yotcha Mu'uma Menachem. So Abaye said what Rabbi Chanina was telling Reish Lakish was that Loi Mibaya, you don't have to worry about the Issa D'Rabbanan. Bayat Luzer Shalaza. You don't even have to worry about the Issa D'Raisa of Lo Yidbak B'Yotcha Mu'uma Menachem. Where would it be an Issa D'Raisa? Maybe the people in Atluzer Shalaza, their money that they have, they just got from their neighbor. And that money is a Cheftz of Avodah Zarah. It's so close in proximity, maybe that should also be a problem. So what Rabbi Chanina said, tell me, Reish Lakish, loy halachta letzur miyamecha v'ro'isa yisro v'vikicham shashl stekteres agabikira achas v'lechoshlem chachomen for an isa deiraisa of nevela, and just like there, despite the proximity, we're not worried about isa deiraisa, so too, in yoneinu, despite the close proximity, we're not going to be worried about isa deiraisa. Now, as it relates to isa derabbanan, zakrashi kol shekein v'kol shekein. What would be the isa derabbanan? The isa derabbanan would be, we know for sure the money belongs to that loser shalaz, we know for sure it belongs to the chutzalah, but at the same time, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Maybe you're going to be Goyim Lo Yisham Alpicha. Maybe the Lifnei Evel Yisita Michal. This guy's going to take the money, whatever it is, he's going to go to the next town, and he's going to be Oved Avodah Zarah. That's already a chash where maybe I'm being over Nisr Rabbanan. Well, if we're not worried, maybe I'm being over Nisr Deiraisa. Certainly, we're not worried, maybe I'm being over Nisr Rabbanan. But this Rashi, who's coming to explain Abaya's explanation of Reb Chanina's mashal, really is opening up another avenue that needs to be understood in this whole sugya. That means when you do business with an Oved Kechavim, in addition to being worried about the Issa Derabanan, there's also a new Issa Deraisa of La Yidbak Biyotchom Umim Nacherim. So when you go through this sugya properly, this is something that we need to cheshbon. Additionally, just one other thing that's worth mentioning, this issue is only an issue B'yom Eidai Mamish, right? If Nei Edem Shal Oved Kechavim, you're not worried that the money that you're getting is money that was worshipped Lavi Dazara. That concern is going to happen if it's B'yom Eid. Could be this money was a carbon 2 o'clock in the afternoon, now 4 o'clock, you're getting it in return for something. But the truth is, the Iker Isser of our Mishnah anyways was discussing Yom Eidai, we're not necessarily discussing Lifnei Edem Shalav Tikachavim. But the point is that Lifnei Edem Shalav Tikachavim, for sure, you have the Isser Drabbanan, you have the Isser of the beginning of Avodah Zarah, but Yom Eid Mamish is another Isser, and that's all included what Rabbi Chanina is saying. Rabbi Chanina is saying is that not only is it mutter based on the fact you don't have to worry about the Isser Drabbanan, but even this, even that you wouldn't have to worry about. Rava, my Rava said, I disagree. My Lichal Shalem Chacham, and you want to know what it means. When we said, meaning, what was Rabbi Chanina coming to Bavar? What he was saying was that you ever see in Tzur, you have these two pots, and Chazal weren't worried about Bishul Akum. What would be the Bishul Akum? That maybe the guy is going to start cooking the Yid's pot. So to over here, Chazal weren't worried about the Issa Rabban. And again, the way Rashi explains Rava, all behemshach to the way he explained Abaya. And that is, Rava tells Abaya, you're telling me that there's a Chiddush that the Chachamim weren't worried about an Issa Deiraisa in Tzur. I don't know where you see that Chiddush. Why should they have been worried about an Issa Deiraisa? What are you worried about? You're worried the guy is going to take a little bit of Nevela and he's going to throw it into the pot of the Yid. That's not something anyone ever thought you have to be chayish for. And Rashi says two reasons why. Number one, the hasam less hanala eve kechavim, the nishdi nevela likteir. What benefit does he have? Number two, the mistafi, there's a mersis, the chazik le'yisrael, tavalei bedeino. He doesn't want to get sued, right? So there's two reasons to assume that there's no way in the world this is something that the guy would ever do. So there's not even a chiddush in Tzur that Chazal are not worried about an Isser Deiraisa. I mean, it could be if they were worried about an Isser Deiraisa, they would have worried about this Deiraisa. They would have never allowed this to happen. But there was no chashash Isser Deiraisa for the aforementioned reasons. What did Rabbi Chanina mean when he said, what's the big chiddush you see from this marshal? That we weren't worried about an Isser Derabanan. What Isser Derabanan? Bishul Akum. Bishul Akum is Isser Derabanan. Sugi is coming up in the next few weeks. But that Isser is only an Isser Derabanan. So said Rava, if that's the case, all Rabbi Chanina meant to say was that to the extent you want to know, is there an Isser Derabanan for Atluza Shalaza? You want to know if there's an Isser Derabanan for two cities that are very close to each other. For that, the answer is there's no Issa Derabanan because like halachta letzur miyamecha, and just like they weren't worried about the Issa Derabanan of Bishul Akum there, so too we're not going to be worried about the Issa Derabanan of Neidem Shloim Kechavim over here. Abavas is negeya and Issa Deiraisa. Let's say you don't know for sure that the money is coming from the kupa of the guy who's in that Luzer Shalaza. You didn't take it out of a cash register, but he took it out of his pocket, and it could be this money came from the neighboring city. To the extent that there's a chash for an Issa Deiraisa, you have to be worried. In Tzur, there's no chash Issa Deiraisa. Here, there is a chash Issa Deiraisa. Thus, you can't learn from Tzur that no Issa Derabanan, yeah, but no Issa Deiraisa. It's already a big machloikis between Abaya and Rava. According to Abaya, Atluza Shalaz is mutter, even when there's a chash Issa Deiraisa, Yidbak Biyotchem Menachem. According to Rava, it's only where there's a chash Derabanan, but there's a chash Deiraisa, not, says the Gemara. Rabbi Bar Ula Amar, he was a third shah. He said, you want to know what it means? Like Chashalam Chachamim, it means Mishum Tzinoira. When Rabbi Chanina said it's such a chiddush that the rabbis weren't worried, what was the chiddush? Is it a raisa? No, he was like Rafa. There's a mirsis, he has nothing to gain, why would he do that? Bishalakum? Also not. What's the chash bishalakum? Rashi says, everyone knows, as long as a yid sees the yid turns on the fire, right, without getting involved in all these halachas. But the point is that in of itself is enough. What is he going to do? He's going to stir the k'teira. That's not bishalakum l'chayra. You can have an Yehudi working in your kitchen. You just have to make sure it's being done properly. So why would you think that this is going to lead to a bishalakum? You know what the chiddush is? That lechashulam chachamim is mishum tzinoira. You would have thought that maybe a little something is going to pop out of the guy's pot and it's going to land in the yid's pot. And you're going to run into bas v'chol of taruva sugis. You're going to run into all those yeridei gemaras, those chulin sugis. That's what you could have thought would have happened. And there you see, Lechoshulem Chachomim. Hachinami, says Rabbi Chanina, just like Lechoshulem Chachomim over there, Lechoshulem Chachomim Mishum Lifnei Edeim. So too, Lifnei Edeim by us, it's not going to be a problem as well. Meaning, says Rashi, just like Chazal weren't worried about Chashash Tzinoira over there, so too we're not going to be worried about a comparable Isser. And what's the comparable Isser? Lifnei Edeim. Now, first of all, if you look carefully at the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Bar Ula says, Lechoshulem Chachomim Mishum Lifnei Edeim, he's contrasting what Rava said, which was Lechoshulem Chachomim Mishum Yoim Edeim. Right, that's the not such subtle diak in the Gemara. Yoim Edom is the day itself. Lifnei Edeim are the Shloisha Yomim. What's he trying to say? He's saying that Reb Chanina was only being mata atuza shalaza lifnei Edeim. He wasn't being mata atuza shalaza b'yoim Edom itself. What's the difference? The difference is Yoim Edom is more chomer than lifnei Edeim. There's nothing to talk about. Yoim Edom is more chomer. One of the places we saw in the sugya that Yoim Edom was more chomer was regarding nasa v'nasa mutter and nasa v'nasa nasa. It's machlekes Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish lifnei Edeim. B'di'evet, if you do business, what you got in exchange is that mutter b'na asa b'na. But b'yoim Edom it's a mefurish b'raisa. There the halacha is that it's going to be asa. So says Rabbi Barula, I believe that Reb Chanina was matter. He was only matter lifnei Edeim. He wasn't even matter b'yoim Edom. Ah, Yoim Edom is the rabbanon. Lifnei Edeim is the rabbanon. True, but in our vernacular, Yoim Edom is an isser chomer de rabbanon, as opposed to lifnei Edeim is only an isser kal de rabbanon. And where do I see that? I see it from the mashal. Because what was loichashlem chacham in the mashal? The loichashlem chacham was mishum tzinoira. Says Reb Chanina, Rabbi Barula explaining him, that's only an isser kal. That's only an isser kal. Why is that only an isser kal? It's only an isser kal, Rashi says, for two reasons. Number one, it's loy shchiach. It's not something that you would expect would happen. It would be batal b'ruba. The Achronim say that this Rashi is l'shitasei. His sheet in Shas is that tam ke'ikr is an isser d'rabban, it's not an isser d'raisa. So any time that you really have a roiv heter keneged the isser, it's already mutim d'rabbanan. The whole halach of shishim is only d'rabbanan. You do it's a big machlokes b'shoyin, whether tamkik is d'raisa or whether tamkik is d'rabbanan. There's psukim that are the makar to tamkik, but it's a shayla. Those ikud drashes are there only asmachtes ba'almas. But the bottom line is sinoir is only in this d'rabbanan. But not only in this d'rabbanan is d'rabbanan kal. So too as it relates to an isser d'rabbanan kal would be matal. Lifnei edeim shloiv t'chacham zakrashi is an isser kal. V'haraya nasa v'nasa mutter. How as it relates to yoim edeim, that's already an isser chamor. Being that it's an isser chamor, so there it will be awesome. So what's the nafkimita between Rav and Rabbi Barula? Rav and Rabbi Barula both agree on one thing and they argue on one thing. They agree that Reb Chanina is saying that it's only the Issa Rabbanon that's going to be mutter, because like Chosholam Chachamim to an Issa Rabbanon. Shai is, what's that Issa Rabbanon? According to Rav, it's Bishal Akum. According to Rabbi Barula, it's Sinaira. Big nafkimita. Bishal Akum is what we'll call an Issa Chamad Rabbanon. As opposed to Tzinoira is an Isser Kal for two reasons, like Rashi says, the Nafkamina is when it's mutter now by Avodah Zarah, I will be matter Isser Chomer, I will only be matter Isser Kal. What's Chomer and Kal? Is it only a heter for Lifnei Edeim, that's Isser Kal, or would it be a heter even for Yoim Edeim, which is an Isser Chomer? So again, bottom line, let's just recap this Ikud Amri and we're going to go right. The Ikud Amri, Rish Lakish asked Reb Chanina, he wanted to know, at Tluza Shalazuma, is that included in the halach of our Mishnah, or is that a little too close for comfort? So he told him, Le'alach tel tzumi amecha, for isi yisrov evikicham shashafsu shtekteres agabi kira achas, v'leichoshlam chachamim, which in English, and in one word means mutter, right? But he didn't say that. So clearly, he's adding something. Machloik is Abaye, Rava, and Rabbi Bar Ula, what he was coming to add. According to Abaye, he was saying that just like there, they weren't worried for the Issedei Raisa of Nevela, so to here, you don't have to be worried for the Issedei Raisa. In other words, Rabbi Chanina is saying, by not just saying Mutter, he's saying not only is the Issedei Rabbanon Mutter, but the Issedei Raisa. We would be an Issedei Raisa if there was a chashash that this money actually came from the guy. Lo yidbak biyotcha mu'uma menachem. You can't have enough from the craves of Avodah Zarah. Even that's going to be Mutter. Rava said that no. What he meant to say was that just like there, they weren't chayish for the Issedei Rabbanon. So to here, you don't have to be worried about the Issa Rabbanon. If I care, the Issa Day Raisa, you have to be worried for. And that's included in what he's saying. What he's saying is, you want to know what this heter is? Think of that heter. That heter is, we're not worried about the Issa Rabbanon, so to here, we're not going to be worried about the Issa Rabbanon. So, Michlal, this, you hear that we're not worried about the Issa Rabbanon, but we also hear for an Issa Day Raisa, I'm not going to tell you Mutak. I'm not giving you such a blanket heter. For that, maybe it would be a problem. And then finally, Rabbi Bar Ula said that the Loichachulam Chachamim was for Nisad Rabbanon. And Nisad Rabbanon, that's Kal. And Nisad Rabbanon, that's Loishchiach. And Nisad Rabbanon of Tzinoiro. And Enochinami, any Nisad Rabbanon Kal, that's Negeya, Etluza Shalazel, Oidei, Eideim will be Mutter. And what is that Lifnei Eideim? Because Lifnei Eideim is an Isser Kal, but Yoin Eidom, even though it's only a Nisad Rabbanon, that's going to be Chomer. So Lamaisa, according to Abaya, it's Mutter even on the Dairaisa level, according to Rava, only on the Rabbanon level, but as it relates to Rabbanon, even Issachamim, even Yoy Medom, and according to Rabbi Barula, it's only a Rabbanon, but even then, only Issachal, even or only when it's going to be Lifnei Eidim. Zok Tegmar, Ma'u Leilech L'sham V'chulo. So moving along to the second part of the mission. Second part of the mission discussed, are you allowed to enter a city that has a Avodah Zarah B'yoyim Eidom or not? What would be the tzad not? So Rashi said, Mipnei Achshad. It's a Maris Ayin type of thing. And the Mishnah said, it depends. If when you enter this city, you're clearly going to spend some time in the city, then it's going to be Asar. If you're maybe just passing through, so in that instance, it would be Motatan Rabbanan, a Braisa that very much expands on this Inyan. Irish Yesh Ba'avidus Kacham, a city that has an Avodah Zarah, Asar Likonis L'Toicha. You're not allowed to enter the city on its Yoimate. V'loy Mitoicha L'Ir Acheres. Additionally, you're not allowed to go from it to another city. So the first part of this braisa is the Mishnah. What's the second part? This is a little counterintuitive. If you're in such a city, you're not even allowed to leave the city of Yemeid because you don't want to be seen leaving the city because then it looks like you entered the city, right? So you almost have to hide. You can't enter the city, and if you're there, you're stuck there. The Chachamim say, Lav Dafka, Kolz Mancha Derech Miuchedes Loisei Makam Asar. Chachamim say what the Mishnah said. That any time if you're going into the city, you're clearly going to be in the city. Why? Because the road is exclusive to Loisei Malkim, Asr, it's going to be Asr. Ein aderech miyuchedes loisei Malkim. If, however, the derech is not miyuchet to that place, mutter, it's going to be mutter. A related halacha. Yashav lakoitz b'fnei avodas kechavim. Let's say somebody's standing in front of an avodah zarah, and all of a sudden, a koitz, a thorn, lodged in his foot, and he wants to take it out. Lo yishchav yitlan. You're not allowed to bend down to remove it. Nei shemir it. Because it looks a little bit like you're bowing down to the Avodah Zarah, right? So if you've ever been to Rome or some cities that have a lot of Avodah Zarah, you literally can't bend because anytime you bend, it's like a suffix, you're being over Abizrai with Avodah Zarah. So this is Mamish, this Braisa, that if somebody has a koitz inside his foot, don't bend in front of Avodah Zarah, even though you're not doing it to be Mishtachavah. But it's Marisayin, it doesn't look good. Then Einoi Nira, the Gemara will explain what that means, Mutter, it's Mutter. Similar halach, let's see, somebody drops a whole bunch of coins in front of Avodah Zarah, and you want to pick up your quarters. Lo yishcha v'yitle. You're not allowed to bend down to pick them up. Because again, it looks like you bound down to Avodah Zarah. Let's say it's not nira. Again, we'll see what that means. Mutter, it's mutter. Third halacha. Mayin hamoysheich lifnei Avodah Zarah. So there's some stream of water that's flowing in front of Avodah Zarah. You want to bend down, you want to drink. Lo yishcha v'yishta mipnei shenira kimishtach l'Avodah Zarah. Tzindritin mo. Let's say lav dafke, it's nira. Again, we'll see what that means. Mutter, it's going to be mutter. Fourth halacha. Partzufois hamekalchin mayim lekraken. So this is very, very, very old school, if you've ever seen this. And that is, they used to have sometimes these partzufois. So these were sculpted images of faces, common in Roman architecture, and they would be in the big cities, and there was water that was flowing from their mouth. So if somebody sees these partzufais hamekalchem mayim lekraken, and you want to drink, right, this is an old-fashioned water fountain, lo yaniach piv al piem, you shouldn't put your mouth on the mouth of the partzufin, v'yishta and drink, mipnei shenirek kemenashek l'avoydas kechavim. Because it looks like you're kissing the avoydas zara. Either way, so we just mentioned not entering a city that has an avodah zarah because of Maris Ayin. So we mentioned four additional halachas that are related to this. But the braisa is not finished. Ki yoytze boy, similarly, and this is similar to the last halacha of the braisa, lo yaniach piv al siloin, a person should not put his mouth on a siloin, that's some sort of pipe, the yishta and drink, mipnei asakana, because of a sakana. Everything we just said is going to be discussed in the Gemara. But first thing first, my enoi nera, right? So as it relates to all these halachas of Marisayin, we said, if it's Nira, it's a problem. If it's Einoi Nira, it's not. Right, what were the cases? You're bowing down, ostensibly, in the presence of an Avodah Zarah. Why are you doing it? To take a kites out of your foot, to pick up some money, because you want to grab a drink. So don't do it. The last case, by the way, was not Nirikim Mishtachav, it was Nirikim Menashik. But as relates to the three cases of Nirikim Mishtachav, there the Brisa said, then it's Mutter. Gemara says, what does it mean, Ainay Nirikh? Doesn't mean nobody's looking. I mean, if nobody's looking, then you're fine. But the Gemara says, we know that's not true. Because for Amr, Rabbi Yehuda my Rab, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab, come mokim she'asru chachomim name marasayin. Anytime the chachomim say you're not allowed to do something because of marasayin, afilu b'chadjuch adorim aser. You can't do it even if nobody's looking. So to the extent that this is awesome, if name marasayin, it's not mutter because no one's looking. Ella, emo, you know what it means when we say in enoy nira kim mishtachev alavid is kechavim mutter. If it doesn't look like you're bowing down. Meaning bowing down and bending are not mamish, the same thing. So if you do it in a way where it looks like maybe you're going koirim, it's going to be a problem. But if you angle your body in a way where you're not doing it the way that the Uvdei Avodah Zarah used to bow down, or the way anybody bowed down, so in a situation like that, it's going to be Mutter, says the Gemara. If you go back to the Braisa mentioned four cases of Issa Marisayin as it relates to Avodah Zarah. Right? I mean, it started really with the Halach of our Mishnah, and then we doubled, tripled, and quadrupled down on it. We said, number one, if you have a koit, you can't bend in front of a Avodah Zarah to take it out. Money, you can't bend down to pick up the money. If you want to grab a drink, you can't grab down to grab a drink. And then, oh, by the way, the Shnei Partzufin, you wouldn't be allowed to put your mouth on the mouth of the Partzufin. It says in Rabbi, I need all of the cases. The Tana Kites, because I only had the case of Kites, I would have thought Mishum the Efshel Mezel Kameh Mishklei, because I could always walk away and do it there. Meaning, I don't dafka have to bend here. I can move Dalanamas to my right and do it over there. Ah, but Moist, yeah, sure. But Moist, the money is here. So I can't bend Dalanamas to pick up the money that's over here, right? Location, location, location is very critical in this case. Say, Maloy, I would have thought in this case, maybe it should be Mutter because you have no choice. Okay, just tell me the case of Moist. I would have thought to Mamayna, that's only money, no. So you walk away from your coins. Aval Koitz, the Tsara, where you're dealing with Tsara Kuf, Maloy, maybe it's different. Okay, Vitan, Hani Tarti, had I only had those two, I would have thought Mishum Dalaka Sakana. End of the day, those two are mutter because there's no sakon. Avo mayin the ikka sakon. But when it comes to mayin, with this sakon. Tiloi shasi mayis. Because if you're not going to drink, you're going to end up dying. Emeloi, I would have thought it's different. Kamash malon. We'll see more about this in the raid. But kamash malon, that even in this case, it's going to be aser. And that is the tzricha. Says the Gemara, partzuf is lovely. Why do I need the fourth case? The case of partzuf is mini. Explain why you need all the first three cases. What about the fourth case? The Gemara says, really, you don't need it. The case of partzuf is has no chiddush. But mishum de kabayla misni kayoitzabai, because we wanted them to throw in another Allah. What was the other halacha? Similarly, a person shouldn't put his mouth directly on a pipe and drink. My sakana, by the way, the Gemara says, aluka. An aluka is a leech. So we don't want to swallow the leech. And as a result, Chazal said, in that case flows, pun intended, it flows from the case of partzufos, not from the previous cases, and that's why we mentioned that. Now, why does it flow from the case of partzufos more than the other cases? Again, it has no shaykhis to a koitz in your foot. It has no shaykhis to bending down to pick up coins. But what about the case where you're going to bend down to drink? Sounds very similar to me, right? Now let it bend down to drink. So too, I'm telling you a whole nother case that really I don't need to tell you partzufin. Just simply for the poetic symmetry, right? For the segue, just it's going to flow a little bit nicer. I don't need that case. Why can't the case of Leoniach Pival Gabi Asilin Vyishta flow from the case of a person shouldn't bow down in the presence of a Mayan to drink? So Rashi says, because they're not much the same case. In the case when the person bends down, he's not putting his mouth directly into the river. What he's doing, he's going to bend down, he's going to take his hands, and he's going to drink. That's what he's going to do. In the case of the partzufos, you're putting your mouth directly on it, which is the halacha of lo yoniach piv al gabi asilon. Because if you want to drink from a ceiling, you're allowed to drink from a ceiling. If you take your hands and you put it in front of the ceiling, then you can drink. What's the problem? The problem is you don't know what's coming out of the pipe. Right, you might be swallowing vervezvos. That's a problem when the way you're drinking is you're putting the mouth directly on it. So the case of bending in the presence of an Avodah Zarah to drink from a mayan is actually not a good comparable to Leoniach Pival Gabi Asiloin. It's not even so subtle. It's mamash not the same case. Rashi asks the kasha, and Rashi says the teretz. Well, we're speaking out now, is enough on the Rashi. But Rashi says, says that's why we needed to mention the case partzufis in order for it to flow a little bit better. One Tosfos that's kedai to mention, it's a top Tosfos on Yudbeis on the base, that has the Gemara said partzufis lamali. I have all the other cases, so why do I need the case of partzufis? Says Tosfos, maybe I need the case of partzufis because there, the way you're serving the Avodah Zarah, this is all Marasayan, but the way you're serving the Avodah Zarah is a little bit different. In the case of bending, so what's the Marasayan? It's Marasayan of Hishtachava. As opposed to you're putting your mouth there, it's Marasayan of Nishuk. And Tosfos says in the sugis of Avodah Zarah, Hishtachavas more chomer than Nishuk. Right? It says in the Torah Mefurish, it's in the Aseres Hadibris. They're not allowed to bow down to Avodah Zarah. So we know that's more chomer. So maybe the Tzrichas is, and not only is there Marasayan for Hishtachavah, maybe there's Marasayan for Nishuk as well. So Tosfos says, I hear, but at the end of the day, being that Nishuk is also an Issadei Raisa, so it's understood if there's Marasayan for an Issadei Raisa, Avodah Zarah, Hishtachavah, the same would be true for Nishuk, and that's why the Gemara was looking for a different pshat, and why we mentioned Bartzufas. And it's based on this poetic symmetry. It's based on the segue. So at the end of the day, we have really five different halachas, right? If you just make the sikum on the brayso, so five different halachas of marisayin related to Avodah Zarah. Right, we had the three tzrichas of a zeshtachava. We had the case of nishuk, but where did it start? Right, you can't remember meayim basa. Where did it start? It started from the halacha of the mishnah. Halacha of the mishnah don't even enter a city where it's yom edom, which, by the way, is a whole completely different case. Right? Is that even a nisadei raisa? I mean, you're just entering a city. What are you really doing? Right? Tosis is splitting here is between the zeshtachava and nishuk. What about the first halacha? I mean, from the first halacha, you see it's not exclusive to hishtachava. L'chayr, either way, something to think about. These are the five different cases that we had here in the braisa. Either way, we're going to digress from our digression now. The digression was the end of the braisa, the last line. Lo yoniach piv al gabi asilo in v'yishtem v'pnei ha-sakana. My sakana aluka. English, leech. So the Gemara now is going to bring another braisa, and then some memories from Amiram, and another braisa that talk about this in Yatana Rabbana Leish. Adam, a person shouldn't drink water. Lo yimena naharois. Not from rivers. V'lo yimena gamin, or from swamps. Lo yipiv. Not directly with his mouth. V'lo yiyada achas. Not even if you're going to put the water into one hand. And if he does, anything that happens to him, unfortunately, he's poicheya, meaning he asked for it. And the reason is, mipnei ha-sakona. My sakona, sakonas aluka. Now, the Braisa mentioned what the previous Braisa said, lo yemiach piv, but it also said, don't drink biyodai achas. First of all, it implies two hands, yeah, right? One hand not. So Rashi says, what's the difference? So Rashi says, if you put the water in two hands, so the two hands are firm, and you're going to have a proper cup, you'll be able to inspect it, look at it this way, that way, and like this, you'll know if there is a leech, there's no leech, you'll know exactly what's tutzich darten. But yaday achas is a flimsier cup, and as a result, you're going to have to act quickly, and Chazal were afraid you might not notice taluka. You're not going to be boydik it properly, and it's for that reason, it's yodei achas, that's an issue. Says the Gemara, this halacha masayele Rab Chanina. This supports something that Rab Chanina said, a little less dramatic than the previous Rab Chanina that we had. Rab Chanina, said, abilei anima shalmayim. If somebody swallows nima shalmayim, Rashi says, nima shalmayim, he aluka, it's the same as the aluka, mutu lahachim lechamim b'shabbos. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for this person. He's considered a chaylo sheyesh b'yisakon. Umay said, there was a story, said Rab Chanina, be'echot shabala nima shalmayim, somebody who swallowed a nima shalmayim, ve'hitter Rab Nechemya lahachim lechamim b'shabbos, and Rab Chanina was matter to be mechim lechamim b'shabbos. So not only is this the halacha, but this has a maysa rav that comes along with it, right? This is a maysa shayya ka'chaya with Rab Nechemya. Ad ha'chi v'ha'chi, as this conversation was happening, Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, if a person drinks this Nima by mistake, so in the interim, meaning, because we know this is Sakana Safashis, and it's a very good chance that this person's about to die, but just momentarily, what the person should do is ligma chala. He should swallow a little bit of vinegar. And the advantage of swallowing a little bit of vinegar is that at the very least it's going to delay the process. It's going to slow down the misa. Amar Rav Idi Barav. Rav Idi Barav said the same thing. If somebody swallows a zibura, some other type of insect, so he's not going to live. He should drink a revi a very strong vinegar, like this, maybe he'll be able to live a little bit until he's going to have chance to instruct and be mitzvah his house and, you know, write a tzavah, write a will, and make sure all the financial and everything that needs to happen is going to happen. So this is another place where you find that Amir said this type of halacha, where a person's about to die, so drink this vinegar quickly because the vinegar is going to slow down the process. Now, why are we slowing down the process? We mentioned chayesha. right? That was a little bit of a curveball, because that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it's not for the value of Chayeshal, which we know, Yofa Shachas, right? But that's not what this is about. This is actually about Efshe de Chaye Purta Ademafkir Abesa. Yedidi, Rav Yisrael Chanan Lipschitz, wrote a sefer Gane Yitzchak HaMasach Tzavei Dezara. So he wrote on Sanhedrin, and he's written on Soita, and you know, we quoted from him a few times in Masechta Sanhedrin. I've had the schus to quote a lot of Torah from him over the years. But either way, he just wrote a sefer now, Masechta Tzavei Dezara. And on this Gemara, Efshe de Chaye Purta Ademafkir Abesa, so he says, Ayin Bava Metzia Da Pei Zayin, where the Gemara says, until Yaakov Avinu, Leihavi Cholsha. There was no such thing as Cholsha. Meaning a person would just die. Also Yaakov, Boi Rachme, he davin, Tahavi Cholsha. And all of a sudden, there was this concept of a person not dying instantly, but slowly deteriorating. Rashi, on that Gemara, Bava Metzia, Da Pei Zayin says, why? She Boi Rachme, Tahavi Cholsha, She Yechla Adam Lifnei Moisai, so that a person would get sick before he dies, V'yitzavala Beisai, and he'll be able to instruct the family, and he'll be able to tell them everything is that they need to do. So there's a value of a chayesha for this inyan. Ademafkid abesoy. Clearly, this is the makar to where this Rashi comes from. Zok tegemar another brayse. Tanu rabbanu liish to adamayim balayil. A person should not drink water at night. The imshas, and if he does, damay beroishay. He's chayev misa mipnei hasakana, because of the sakana that he just got involved in. So again, till now we're talking about not drinking water directly from these water sources without being able to be boidek what's coming out from it. This is something else. This is just don't drink water, period, at night, right? And also, this has nothing to do with mashke megulin. That's also a big sugi in Avodah Zarah that's coming up in the next few weeks, right? When we're going to get to the back end of Avodah Zarah, hashtag Cholof Stam and Paspalter and Yayin Nesach and Bishul Akum and all these different halachas are coming up, right? But this was a big one, and it's discussed in the latter part of the Masechta. But this is Stam. Don't drink water at night, because you don't see what you're drinking, and as a result, it's a problem. Now, what are you worried about? So it's not actually related to insects. Says the Gemara, my sakana, sakana shavriri. We're worried about shavriri. So what's shavriri? We need help from Rashi over here. Rashi says, shade hamemuna almaka sanvirim. This is a shade, and he's in charge of sanvirim. What's sanvirim? So makas sanvirim is makas ivoroin. It's blindness. We'll get to that in a second. Itzochi. And if the person does drink it, maitakante, what should you do? So don't try this at home. If there's another person with you, then you should wake that person up. You should tell him, you should tell him that I drank water. And if not, meaning there's no one else there, then you should make believe as if somebody is there. You should take the cover of this thing where the water is, and you should bang it on top of the jug, right? So you have a jug that has a cover. Take the cover and bang it, meaning make a little bit noise. The name of Eul and Nafshe, and you should start talking to yourself. Rashi says the idea is you want the shade to think somebody's there. Because shadim are tough guys, but at the same time, if there's someone else there, not as much. I am brachas tav gimel, kiyodua. But either way, what you should do is you should act as if somebody else is there. And what you should say is plan your bar planisa. You say your own name, then your mother's name. Amr la imach, your mother told you, is daher. You should be careful. Mishav riri, briri, riri, yuri, ri, bekasi chevari, when it's in a white cup. So this is all above my pay grade, but this is an incantation. It's a lachash, and you don't have to understand what it means, because this is not meant to be understood necessarily. It's a lachash by definition. It's just a nusach. This way you're supposed to say some heebie-jeebie, hocus-pocus, and if you're going to go ahead and you're going to say that, shavriri, briri, riri, riri, this is going to spook the shayna, and you're not going to have anything to worry about. So number one, you want it to think there's somebody else there, and then you recite this incantation. Now, what's posh pshat in this incantation? As much as Ein Lanu Eisit Ben Astaris, Abba Fart, right? Ein Mikriyot, what you're doing is you're mentioning the name of the shade, and you're doing it in reverse order. You're going backwards. He's saying shavriri briri riri yiri ri, and when he sees his name being poiches vaholach, right? This is the inverse of na na nach nachman va'uman, right? This is the exact opposite. But the point is that when you see the shavriri briri riri yiri ri, this is a bad omen. You had to be there, and as a result, you're not gonna. The shade is gonna do exactly what you were hoping he was going to. Either way, exhale, we have a little bit of time. So just to mention three ha'aras, three short ha'aras. The first ha'ara is, so the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph made a big deal about a braisa that discussed a whole bunch of halachos related to Maris Ha'ayin, specifically in the context of Avodah Zarah. Three of those halachas relate to bending down in the presence of an Avodah Zarah, for a good reason. Don't do it, says the Braisa. Mipnei shenirah kimishtachavim. Einoi nirah, you do it in some way that it's not kiderech hamishtachavim, then it's going to be okay. What were the three cases? The first one was, if a person has a thorn in his foot, don't bend down in the presence of the Avodah Zarah to take out the thorn. Second case was, nispazruloi ma'osav, old school, you're going to start chasing your nickel that's rolling down the hill. Don't do it if you're in the presence of the Avodah Zarah. Mipnei shenirah kimishtachavim. And the third case is, that if you're thirsty and there's a mayan and you want to drink from the mayan, you're going to bend down to take a drink, even if you're going to drink with two hands. You're not someone that is being mezalzel in the sakana component of it. But at the same time, it's nirah kimishtachavim, and as a result, it's not going to be okay. And the Gemara said, why do I need a braisa to tell me the same as that halacha three times? So the Gemara says, it's not the same halacha. There's a not such subtle difference between the three cases. In the first case, when you have a koitz, you're dealing with tzarakov, but also you can go to the side. In the second case, you're dealing with mamayin, but you can't go to the side, so each one is unique. As it relates to the mayin, there's a sakana. So I would have thought sakana is different. Now, what's the sakana? The eloi shasi. Because if you're not going to drink mayis, you're going to end up dying. And being that that's the case, so you would have thought, oh, mepnei sakana, it's different. Kamash blood. In all three of these cases, it's not going to be a problem. The Rashba on this Gemara here, and Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis says that from this Gemara you see an unbelievable chiddush, and that is everybody knows that there are three averus in the Torah where the halach is yehoreg va'al yaver avodah zara gilu araya shvichas dam. Says the Rashba, yesh lachgar, is a issa derabbanon of avodah zara also yehoreg va'al yaver, or is not yehoreg va'al yaver? Says the Rashba, have a mefurish gemara, because in our gemara you see that if a person is so thirsty, the eloi shasi mayes, where if he doesn't drink he's going to die, so the halach is he's still not allowed to bend down for a mayin that's in the presence of a avodah zarah, even though you're not bowing down. There's no tzad in the world that you're being over the avodah zarah, but it's nirah kimishtachavim because of marisayin. This is something not allowed to do. Marisayin says the Rashba l'chayr is an issa derabbanan. Whoa! And if that's the case, all we're dealing with here is an issa derabbanan. And if that's the case, if it's still osir, I say meris, that it's not just the ikur issir avodah zarah that's osir, but what we know as the abizrayu, the avodah zarah also osir, but not only the abizrayu that are isur deraisa, even an issa derabbanan, even something like this, something that's only awesome if name Marisa Ayin, even something on that level, is going to be awesome. And the truth is, not only the Rashba that says it, there are other Rishonim that say it as well. And the Tur in Yerideya Simin Kuf Memtes, he brings this Rashba halacha that you see how chomer avodah zarah is, that even a Maris Ayin dig avodah zarah, even that is going to be awesome. Stating that, if you look at the Ran says, not that way. The Ram brings this mahalach as a pirush rishon, but he says v'li nira that avad, if this was real sakonis nefashis, for sure we would tell the person to bend down and to drink, because a marisayin diga avodah zarah is not going to be doicha a person's life. There's no way in the world. I, the Gemara says mefurish the ikas sakonis dilo shasi mayis. Dilo shasi mayis doesn't mean the person is dying right now. It means this person is very, very thirsty, and he knows that he doesn't have that much rope anymore. His battery is very, very low, and he needs to recharge it. And if he can't find water in a short period of time, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. He found the water. This is the opportunity that he's been waiting for. Zokteran, kamash malon, that halacha is that you're not going to be allowed to do it. Meaning, because whatever, they should have a chicken, you'll find water maybe somewhere else. But if right now it's a question of drink the water or you're going to die in a situation like this, Enochinami says the Ran, the halacha is that it's going to be allowed to drink the wine because there's no way that a marisayin de avodah zarah is going to be doing this. What this reminded me of was a netziv that we once spoke out, Benegay, the very, very famous machloikis between Ben Petura and Rabbi Akiva that's mentioned in the Gemara in Bava Metzia, where the Gemara tells the story that there were two people that were together in the Midbar. The Imlam Elokitain Echad Shalmayim, right? Two people are traveling in the Midbar and they have one jug of water. In Shoysim Shneim, if both of them are going to drink from it, Mason, they're both going to die. Vim Shoysa Echamehem, if one of them is going to drink from it, that person is going to be Magi Eliyisha, but the other person is going to die, right? So on the one end, this is one big kumbaya. No, you take it, you take it, you take it. I'm not taking it if you don't take it. Well, I'm not taking it if you don't take it. No problem. They're both going to drink half a kitchen of mine and they're both going to be dead an hour later, right? So that's one Eitzah. The other Eitzah is one person could drink it, and if he drinks it, at the least, let the better of the two people, you know, make it to the Yishuv. So the Gemara said, Dorash ben Petura. Ben Petura said, you know how you address a situation like this. Mutav sheyishtu shneim v'yamusu. Let them both drink a little bit. Even though it's not enough for either one of them, let them die. But it's not kedai for one person to drink it and see the other person die. Rabbi Kiva came and he taught, everybody knows this. Machloikis between Ben Petur and Rabbi Akiva. It's one of the most famous machloikis in Shas. Freitin, it's it. And really, everyone has wondered about this when they saw this Gemara. Ben Petura didn't know the halacha of Chayo Chicho Imach. Chayecha Koyim L'Chayi Chavercha. This is Epis Rabbi Akiva's Chiddush. The Kama Komos in the Shtabru to be Miyashiv Shittas Ben. And when you learn the Gemara, yeah, Akiva was the one who taught the world. Chayecha Koyim L'Chayi Chavercha. But it's a little dachuk that Ben Petura didn't somehow tap into this inyan of Chayecha Koyim L'Chayi Chavercha. So the Netziv says an unbelievable Chiddush. The Netziv says, I think everybody got the case wrong. The case was not where there were two people right now that are about to die unless they drink this Kita in Shomayim. That's not the case. In a case like that, Ben Petura would be moida to Rabbi Akiva. If it's a question of my life and your life, and I'm the one that has the Kita in Shomayim, so of course I'm going to be the one that's going to drink. The case is when they're traveling in the Midbar, and it's getting late early, and they're getting worried, and it's hot, and what's going to be, and they're starting to dehydrate, and they're not sure they're going to be able to make it, and they have this one Kita in Shomayim. The question is, right now, where it's not a situation where this second they're going to die, but they're going to be dying at some point in the future if they don't get a drink. It's there. What's the halacha? Ben Petura said now, being that there's no clear and present danger of dying, so you're not yet in the gedder of chayecha koyim l'chayi chavercha, because really it's only a suffix b'kuach nefesh for you, and if it's only a suffix b'kuach nefesh, there he says, mutav sheyishtu shnei v'yomusu v'ayir echa me'am b'misach shal chaver. Achabara b'kiva v'limeid, not only chayecha koyim l'chayi chavercha, that Ben Petura knew said in itself, but achabara b'kiva v'limeid v'cheyoch icha imach, that even suffix b'kuach nefesh is odif from vaday b'kuach nefesh of your friend, and therefore the halach is, suffix b'kuach nefesh doesn't change, it doesn't alter the equation in any way, shape, or form, and therefore you should go ahead and drink. But I'm kapanim, the Ran's learning our Gemara the way that Netziv learned the famous, it's not the same story, the famous case of Ben Petura, Rabbi Kiva. That was just a two-stall ba'alma, but either way, this is the big machlokes we're showing him over here. We're supposed to take out of this Gemara that not only is Avodah Zarah doicha pekuach nefesh, but even a maris ayin de gavoy de zara or not. So it's interesting. We mentioned that the tour in Yerideya Simon Kuf Mem Tes, he brings the shittas Rashba. That yeah, even maris ayin, the halach is it's yaharig uval yafer. The Ramah in Simon Kuf Nun, this is in Sif Gimel. So this is mamish on our sugyas over here. If you look at the beginning of the Simon. Sif Aleph, mitzvah lehisrachek miderech alilim arba amos. Sif Beis, yoshav loikoyts beragloi befnei alilim oin nespazru lamois lefanel cha lo yoshuach lahaser hakoyts velitel hamois bepnei shenir kimeshtachev elo elo yeshnev oyefane acharov oitzidoi letzad alilim v'achakach yitel halocha gimel partzufei samakal chesmayim befnei alilim lo yemiach piv al piyem v'yishtem bepnei shenir kimenashek lalilim. Mamish the Gemara that we just learned, says the Rambam, yeshayim dechol she'eino yasser elim bepnei marisai. Anytime the Isser is only Marisayan, Kigoyin Bedimze, such as in this halacha, Im Yesh Sakona Bedover, Kigoyin Im Yomus, Im Lo Yishta, Mutter Lishtois, The Ein Bozem Yishum Yehargeva Yaver. And the Goyin Ibir Agra says, what's the Makar to the Ramah? It's the Ram. So the Ramah brings the Ran. The Torah brings the Rashba in Kuf Mem Tes, and the Ramah brings the Ran in Simen Kuf Nun. And the Goyin has a whole Arichos, he's Mefalful in the Rishonim that we just mentioned right now. And then at the very end, he says, I have a Raya Muchrachas to the Ran. And this is also from a classic Gemara. This Gemara is a Masechta Sanhedrin, and this Gemara is on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, the very, very end of Perek Ben Soiru Meir. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Ma'aseh, there was a story, Ba'adam Echad, She'nosan Einov Be'isha Achas, Ve'helo Li Baitina. There was a person that had seen a certain woman, and he got sick, literally, Chilei Ahav. They went to the doctors. And the doctor said, the only way this person is going to live is if he's boiled with this isha. Amru chachomim, the chachomim said, yomus v'alti boiloi. Absolutely not. Then the doctor said, tamid lefonav aruma, that if she'll even stand in front of him aruma, that will also save his life. And the chachomim said, yomus v'al tamid lefonav aruma. But then the doctor said, you know what, there's a plan C. Tesaper imoy me'achari aget. Let her talk to me. He doesn't even have to see her. That's going to be okay. Yomos valtesaper ime me'achere hageder. Now the Gemara brings that there was a machloikis, what the story was. Chadama, one mandama said she was an eshesish, and the other mandama said that she was a pnuya. Freak the Gemara, bishloim, if she was an eshesish, I understand this whole psak. But if she's a pnuya, maikulei, what's going on over here? So the Gemara said, either mishum pkam hamishpacha of the isha, or kadesh lo yehu b'nois Yisrael putzen b'arais. But it's mavur in the Gemara, that the Gemara held, that to the extent she was an eshesish, oh, we understand this psak. The psak of the rabbis make perfect sense. You have to come on to new reasons. It's very poshut. There's Eishes Ish over here, right? Like Sinof, it's one of the Ten Commandments. It's one of the Arayas. So I chab perfectly well why you can't be Boyle, why you don't have the option of Tamad the fun of Aruma, and why she can't even talk to me. Achari, I got to freak the guy in. What's going on over here? Bishloima, Bila, that's Mamash Chayv Yekrisis. Tamad the fun of Aruma, that's Lois Sura Achel of Avatachari Nechem. But how could that be a problem? Says the Goyen in Bir Hagra, the Chen Amrinam B'Sanhedrin, Ayin Heyam Ad Aleph, B'Shloima V'Chulu. V'Afal Gaf T'Sipur Imam B'Drabonam Ba'alma, L'Das HaRamban V'Shar Poiskin. And Afilu Hachi, the Gemara said it's going to be awesome. So you say, Meris, that when it comes to Yehoreg V'Yavet, this is Arai, it's not a Vodazor, but obviously it's in the same exact thing. That you see from here, even as it relates to this is Rabbanan, this is going to be an issue. By the way, as it relates to that Gemara, it's Sanhedrin Ayin Heyam Ad Aleph, that might show you Kachaya, we would be remiss if we didn't Chazer over, not the whole story, but if you remember, Sefer HaMaisius, also known as Sefer Yofim Yeshua, that was written by Rabbeinu Nissen Goyen, the Abruva Margolis, in one of the most epic shtiklach that we ever were zoichet to find, in Margolis Hayam, where he shtelt to the story with Nosson Ditzu, Tzisa, Marukva, Rabbi Akiva, just an incredibly fascinating story, and when you go through that story, it definitely feels a little bit like maybe that story had some shaykhis to this story. Ayin Sham, something that we once talked about. That is the first aura. The second aura is, so the daf ended on a above our pay grade note. And that is, that in the world of things that you're not supposed to do, mipnei hasakana, don't drink water balayla. Right? It's considered very, very dangerous. Let's say you do. What are you supposed to do right now? So you have a problem. The reason you have a problem is because there's a shade. This shade's called Shavriri. He's Mamuna Almaka Sanverim, and he might come after you. So what you should do is wake somebody up, or at the very least, make believe there's somebody there with you. Because if there's two people there, then the shade's going to be spooked out. And then you should start banging, and you should recite an incantation. You should say Planya Bar Pliny, so whatever your name is. Amrullah, Imach, your mother said, is Dahu, be careful from Shavriri, Briri, Riri, Yuri, Yuri, when it's in a white cup. And if you're going to do that, this person is going to run for his life. So Rashi said that, what does Shavriri mean? It's the shade that's Mamuna Almaka Sanvirin. In fact, Rashi, it's the last Rashi right before the Mishnah, says Sanvirin Targumoy Shavriri. The Targum of the word Sanvirin is Shavriri. What does it say, Sanvirim, in the Torah? So this is Mamish Dava Be'itai, for whoever's holding mit in Chumashir. We have to pick up the pace a little bit. But for whoever's holding mit in Chumash here, we just literally, this was the last shit. In the last shit, we talked about the story of the two malachim that came to Sodom. One to destroy Sodom, the other one to save Lloyd. And Lloyd has this opportunity, like the Ramban says, to do a huge mitzvah of Achnasas Archim, which ultimately will save his life. And he invites them into his house. And as soon as the Chevra from Sodom heard what happened, so they all came, Mikotoin Vadagodol, literally from sea to shining sea, they all came to find these malachim. And what do they want from these malachim? Mishkov Zohar. That's mamash what they want. So they were giving Lloyd a very hard time. Lloyd offered that his daughter should go out. The Torah goes through the whole story. And then finally the malachim said that we're going to reveal ourselves, right? And they come with a knack. That's why Anoshim Asher Pesach Habayis, the Anoshim, the people that were by the Pesach Habayis, this is all the Chevra of Sodom, Hiku B'Sanverim. So they hit them. They smoked them, right? Is that the right way to say it? They were smitten with Sanverim, Mikotoin Va'ad Gadol, literally, from young until old, Vayilu Lumtsoya Pesach, and they were so lost that they literally couldn't find the Pesach. They couldn't even find the entrance. They couldn't come or go. Says the Targum on that word, Hiku B'Sanverim B'Shavri Raya. That's what Sanverim means. It means they were hit with Shavri Raya. Rashi says it was Makas Ivarai. Right, that's what it was. This is the same Rashi over here. Rashi says, what Shavriri? Sheid hamamuna amaka sanvirim. That, of course, stems with what this is right here. Sanvirim is targumoy shavriri, which we saw it is. And here Rashi gives us a hesper. What is the mako? What's the sakana? It's a sakana of makas ivarim, that a person can lose his eyesight. If you look at the Rashbam, in his Pirush al HaTorah, so he says what Rashi says, but he adds one word. He says, Makas Ivaroin Vishimamoin. He says that it can lead to Ivaroin and to Shimamoin. So Rashi says, Makas Ivaroin. The Rashbam says, it's Makas Ivaroin and it's also Shimamoin. I saw in the Sefer Parshegen, this is a Sefer that we've quoted in Chumashir. If you don't know what the Sefer is, it's an incredible, incredible work that was done by a Yid whose name was Rabbi Fel Binyamin Posen. It's academic / Iyun digger work on Targum. You go through a few shtiklach, you'll never be able to look at a Targum again in the same way. He wrote on Bereshish Shmois Vayikra Bamidbar, and then he was Halach Loilamai, so we don't have on Devarim. But either way, this is Sefer Parshegen, and he goes through every Targum, especially if there's like a Chakava one. This is for sure the place to go. He's also Malakit from all the Sifrei Kadmoinim that wrote on Targum, so there's a Bechal Messiah money here. But regardless, so he says as follows. He says, Machloikis Rashi and Rashbam, what exactly San Verim is? Rashi says, Makas Ivarim. Rashbam says Ivarim, but he adds to that one thing. He adds to that Shimamoin. So he says, the emes is, I found a Makar to both of these Pshatim, Ivarim and Shimamoin. It's just Nifladik, just to show the grace guide of Torah. There's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Zuamo de Shimsha, Koshem de Shimsha. And then he added, he said, Shavriri de Shimsha, Koshem de Shimsha. We need the second part. The Shavriri of Shimsha is more kosher than Shimsha itself. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, what does it mean, Shavriri de Shimsha? Says Rashi, Shavriri Sanverim. Mitargeminon Shavriri. What is it? It's the Shemesh Hanoikeves Bikoyach Derech Nekev Ho'avim Haktanim. It's referring to the sun, the rays of the sun, that is going to be Noikev. It's going to drill a hole into the small clouds. So what's Rav Nachman's point? Hanoisin Enov Keneged HaNekev. If someone's going to look at that ray of sun, Koshen loy hasanverim, the sanverim is going to be worse, yoyser min ha-mistakel b'chamash ha-ba'aver, then if a person just simply looks up at the chama, looks up at the sun. So if somebody looks up at the sun, it's not good for your eyes. And if somebody's going to look at that ray, it's not good for your eyes. What Rav Nachman was saying was that the shavriri, the shimsha, are koshu mishimsha. So what is shavriri? So Rashi here says, he tells you sanveir, metargamina shavriri. But then Rashi gives you the physical description of it. It's the very, very bright rays of the sun. So he brings from the Baal Nesina Lager, does the Baal Parshegen. So who's the Nesina Lager? Who wrote Nesina Lager? This is maybe the most classic work ever written on Targum. It was written by Rav Nosson Adler. Not Rav Nosson Adler, the Rebbe, the Chassam Sofer. But this is Rav Nosson Adler, also known as Rabbi Nathan Adler. He was the chief rabbi of London, Kiyadua, and he wrote a very, very chashev apirish on Targum. It's called Nesina Leger. And on this, which by the way, this is Dava Bita, because yesterday's daf was all about Unkelus, right? But either way, in his pirish, Nesina Leger, so he brings this Rashi here in the Gemara, in Yuma Daf Chav Chesam Aleph. It says, very funny. Shavriri, I always thought, means sanvirim. It means blindness. But read Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that Shavriri de Shimsha is Kosho Mishimsha. It actually means the rays of the sun. It means something that's very, very bright. Now, why would we relate something very bright to blindness? Because it causes Sanvirim. It's going to cause blindness. But says the Baal Nesina Leger, if you want to know the etymology of the word Shavriri, this is the Spitz example of the Sagi Nahar. It means blind, but it's really just the opposite. It's something that's so bright that it can lead to Sanvirim. But you want to know the types of Shavriri, L'chaira, it's a Gemara. Shavriri de Shimsha, Kashu Mishimsha. Unless it means the Shavriri de Shimsha, the blindness that can come. But that's not what he's saying. Shavriri de Shimsha and Shimsha, right? Not the blindness of the Shemesh, because then what's Mishimsha? So L'chaira, the Shavriri are the rays of the sun. How else can you learn this? It's the rays of the sun. So the rays of the sun means blind? There it is. It's Saginar, pun intended. This is like Mamish, the original Sagina. But I'll go upon him, this Gemara right here in Yuma Daf Chavches, Shavriri de Shimsha, where Rav Nachman is using this Aramaic word, is clearly a makar to this idea of Makas Ivarin. It's Mamish Mefurish over here. The Rashbam added the word Shimamoin. So he said this has a makar as well. And the makar is in a pasuk in Mishle, where the pasuk says, it's Mishle Perek Gala Pasuk Chav Beis, Admosai Pisoyim te'ehavu pesi, ve'leitzim lotzim chomdu lahem, uchsilim yisnu das. He said, amasai psoim te'ehavu pesi, all you fools, I mean, you love foolishness. How long? Ad Masai, right? Ad Masai, are you fools going to love being fools? Ulaleitzim lotzim chomdu lahem, uchsilim yisnu das. That's already a whole different Indian. Says the Targum on this pasuk. Ad Masai psoim te'ehavu pesi, ad emasai shavre, rochamin shavrusa. A pesi is referred to as a shavri, and pasius is referred to as shavrusa. It's the same shayrish, the identical shayrish. So he said, I have a targum that clearly says shavrusa is related to the rays of the sun. It's a gemara. It's a gemara. You daf chavches on the base. There's a targum mishle that said amasai psom tehavu pesi shavri and shavrusa. This is mamish. The Rashi's pshat and the Rashbam's pshat. Again, there's a Torah shleima going on here when you learn Targum. It's mamash fascinating. If you've never experienced it, it's kedai. It's really, really incredible. And this is a makar, saita Rashi and saita the Rashbam. Now, the Rashbam brings both. He says it was Ivaroin and it was also Shimamon. Maybe it's a play on both words, but regardless, you see this Indian over here. It was an Ivaroin that led to a Meshagas. Like more, in the Rashbam, it sounds like it's more like a delusion, right? They were delusional. There was some Shimamon that... Rashi, you learn they lost their eyesight. Over here, they didn't lose their eyesight. Then that created some level of delusion, which is what ended up relating itself in this way. We'll stop here. I'm going to stop here.